Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up, God, you guys? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live. I hope you guys are doing well. I am enjoying myself. I'm on vacation. But I came with the word of hope, hopefully, of encouragement for you guys and for whatever it is that you are experiencing in your life at this time. You know, for myself, I got to tell you this. I am blessed. I am more than blessed. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God has allowed me to be here with you guys tonight. So, in lieu of everything that's going on, I just wanted to say, guys, continue to pray for me. I appreciate you guys for those of you all who have been praying for me, because I've been praying for you guys as well. Tonight, I'm going to talk about remembering. It is about love. Remembering it is about love. And I've got to tell you this, guys. I'm just allowing the Lord to use me tonight. That's my prayer every Tuesday from 9 to 10. And basically, guys, I'm going to share a little bit from, of course, as I tell you guys, I'm sharing a little bit from where I am and from what I have been discovering and what has been happening in my life. So I hope you guys are going to be encouraged today. Yes, I am. I'm not in the same place, and I'm enjoying myself. You know, just continue to keep me in your prayers, you know. And but like I said today on my page, I'm counting my blessings. I'm so grateful and thankful for what God has given me. But in going forward and talk tonight, I just want to share with you guys that sometimes in life, we are going to have some situations where things will come up, and they're going to challenge what God has been doing in our lives. How many of you guys know, I talk about living in love, I talk about loving God, I'm talking about praising God, I'm talking about keeping God first. And how many of you guys know that sometimes things, the enemy will use people, persons, and things, places, events, to bring disharmony into what God is trying to do in your life. And how many of you guys know that? What's going on, Kathy? Good evening, Kathy. Praise God. Praise lifted. Thank you, Dr. Terrell. Thank you, Dr. T. I'm going to say what's up to my mom. Hey, Mom. What's up, Auntie Sheila? Thank you for coming through. What's up, Maurice? But, you know, guys, tonight, you know, I had to pray this thing off of me because something happened right before my vacation. And I didn't really pay attention. But today, as I got ready to prepare for this lesson, I felt this heaviness. It's like, no, Satan, you don't have any authority in my life on this vacation. You don't have any more energy. I'm not giving you any more energy. And God, let me tell you guys, the enemy will come through the smallest things. And we'll try to create something in our hearts. We'll become bitter. We'll become angry. We say, I hate this person. No, guys, listen. That goes against what God is trying to do in our lives. God's not trying to build you up in hate. He's trying to build you up in love. But the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can get your attention off of what God is trying to do in your life, if you allow him to, guess what? He will. So God had to remind me, it's about love, remembering it. Is about love. And guys, you know, there comes sometimes in our lives where we are going to have to cut some people off, where we're going to have to cut some relationships short. If people cannot respect you, then you got to be willing to cut those people off so you can do what God has called you to do. But when you do that, don't go about living your life in bitterness. Don't go about living your life in bitterness. Hey, Mom, don't go about your life living in bitterness, because it's not about that. It's not about that. Remembering, it is about love. And if you allow the devil some space, if you allow him an inch, he will take it, turn your heart bitter. You can't hear from God because you have all this anger and bitterness in your heart. That's kind of so important to understand what does it mean to release some things and just go ahead and live your life and be the person God has called you to be, and to say that energy you will not nurture. You will not nurture that hate. You will not nurture and build upon that. No, I'm going to nurture the love that God has placed within me. And because I love God, my desire is to do the things that are going to bring, that are going to be pleasing to God. Not necessarily pleasing to the flesh. So God was like, tonight, remember, it is about love. It is about love. I don't care what you're going through tonight. I'm just here to tell you tonight, it is about love. And if anything is trying to disrupt that peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that God gives, then you need to take a step back, bind that thing up, pray against that thing, and ask the Lord to work through you and in your life and against that negative energy. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So I'm preaching this word for you guys, but it's also this word, like I always say, is for me first. Remembering, it is about love. If you love yourself, if you truly love God, then you're not going to give the enemy any space in your life. Through the smallest of disagreements to the biggest disagreements, you have to say, you know, no, you have no place here in my life, in this season. So remembering, it is about love. And as I begin to pray, it's like I felt this heaviness lift, not realizing that I was holding on to this bitterness and allowing that bitterness to stay there. Even though I was saying it wasn't bothering me, I did not bind it up and pray against it. But it's like, no, God has called me to do what he's called me to do. So living in bitterness and being angry, and listen, life is too short. Life is too short. So it's very, very important that we do not forget what God is doing in our lives in this season. And God's desire is not for us to live in bondage, not for us to live in hate, not for us to concoct how we're going to get back, what we're going to do this, what we're going to do. Listen, that's petty. How about focus on what God has called you to do? Because that's bigger. That is bigger. So I'm coming to you guys from 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, the second half, 16. It says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Tonight's message, Hey Trina, hey Brina. Remembering, it is about love. So what happens when life happens? What happens when we are faced with some difficult decisions and some difficult conflicting situations. Do we allow that bitterness, that bitter root to build in us? No, because guess what? When we do that, it takes us off course of what God is trying to do in our lives. And then we wonder, how can I miss God in this season? Because what were you nurturing? Were you nurturing that love? Were you nurturing hate? What were you nurturing in your heart? Father, out of the heart, out of the heart, things that you really focus on, things you really love, it comes, all those issues, you have to guard your heart without diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, out of your heart. So what are you harboring in your heart? It's like, you know what? God is love. And God, tonight, I was like, Lord, what am I going to speak about? And I did not know, guys. I did not know. Because I was like, Lord, I need to hear from you. And God was like, you need to pray. And as I prayed, and I felt that load uplift. I felt that heaviness lift. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. So if you're saying you live in God tonight, you ought to be living in love. So that means that you're not allowing bitterness. You're not nurturing that hurt. You're not nurturing that pain. You're not nurturing all those different negative things. We say, I know I'm going to live in God. And that means that sometimes, Gregory, that means that sometimes, guys, as God's speaking to me, sometimes it's not about keeping a record of wrongs. This person did this, this person did that. Say, no, I'm going to love you. And even if I have to love you at a distance, I'm going to love you because God is love, and I'm going to live in God. It says, whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. And I want God to live with me. I want God to live in me. So that means I gotta focus on the thing that God is love. Living in love. My first point tonight in the whole thing about remembering it is about love, living in love. You see, we've got to get to this point where we begin to live in love. If we're living in love, we're doing things in love. We're doing things in love. We're not doing things selfishly. We're doing things in love. That means that sometimes, guys, we got to think about the other person and not about our selfish things. I want this from this person. This person, I need this. No. What is the best thing for that person? Living in love. I love you enough to release you to do the things that you want to do in your life. I'm not going to be selfish. Living in love. That means I want the best for you. It might not end up being my best favor, but I want the best for you. So living in love. That means that sometimes, guys, living in love means sometimes separating some people. I love you enough, but I think that this relationship or friendship might be toxic, but I love you enough to say, I'm going to live in love with me over here and you over there. And guess what? No hard feelings. Because guess what? I want to do what God has called me to do. I want to hear him say one day to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because how can I expect God to forgive me when I'm unwilling to forgive someone else? Remembering it is about love. Remembering it is about love. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. Putting on Christ daily. Live in love. Do what God has called you to do. Think about somebody else other than yourself. And then listen to this. Putting on Christ. Living in love, putting on Christ daily. Lord, help me to be more like Christ. You know that whole thing, what would Jesus do? WWJD, what would Jesus do? Put on Christ. How would Christ respond to this situation? Would Christ be all ugly? Would Christ speak the truth and then go ahead and walk from it? Go ahead and speak the truth and then go ahead and do what you're supposed to do. Living in love. Treat your neighbor as you want to be treated. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Living in love. So remembering this whole thing about it is love, we got to remember, we have to think about living in love. We've got to live in love. Because how can we be the people God's called us to be if we don't live in love? And living in love is also giving people grace. That means that sometimes people are going to make mistakes. Sometimes people are going to say things that are nice, that are not nice. And remember, sometimes we, in turn, are going to say things that are not nice. But we have to be willing to own up to it. Own it. Living in love, sometimes we're going to make mistakes, but we have to be willing to say, I forgive you. Then we have to be willing to say, I forgive myself. Then sometimes we have to be willing to ask the person, please forgive me. Living in love. It might not be pretty and pink. It might not be sugary all the time. It might not be sweet. Sometimes it might be sour. When you speak the truth in love, you speak from an honest place. You speak from a place where you know you're being honest, and then being willing to say, you know, I'm going to listen to what you got to say. You know, living in love. Remembering it is about love. It is about love. It's not about our own selfish gain. It's about love. Are you guys feeling what I'm saying tonight? Hallelujah. Woo, I need this. It is about love. Because sometimes, guys, we harbor resentment. We harbor, you know, all these different things. Then sometimes, you know, just have that aha moment. That aha moment. We realize, okay, this situation is not as big as I thought it was. Living in love. You know, I'm going to love you. And if I can love you from a distance, it's okay. I'm still going to live in love. I'm not going to live in hate. I'm not going to preach hate. I'm not going to talk about revenge. For vengeance's mindset, Lord, listen to this. I do believe you reap what you sow. I do believe in that how you treat people, it will come back to you. But guess what? It's not on me. It's on me to live in love. It's people going to do what they're going to do, but how I react is what matters. How I respond is what matters. Living in love. Guys, let me tell you this. There's sometimes deep situations and end up talking about it, and then you don't realize how deep it is until you talk about it. But sometimes saying, you know what, Lord, you know, it's been some years. Let me let this thing go. I forgive you. I'm moving on. I might not trust you, but guess what? I'm going to live in love because I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you. But I'm not going to allow that or whatever situation to keep me from doing what God has called me to do, living in love. Yes, 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 Tamisha, it's about love. That's what it's about. It is about love. You know, and it's so important, guys, that we understand that. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Love, 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 living in love, living in the fact of and understanding that God loves you so much. Then guess what? If we're saying we're Christians, we got to put on Christ daily. And sometimes people, it's about sometimes loving some people who are unlovable. Sometimes it's even about loving ourselves when we show our tails and we are unlovable. Oh, don't think that everything you do is peaches and cream. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we do things and say things that are not nice. We have to be willing to understand, to recognize it, repent of it, and to move on. Tonight we're talking about remembering it's about love. It's not about hate, but it's about love. It's about love. So first point, living in love. Next point, praying in love. Praying in love. Talk about love language. You know, I've heard people talk about, what is your love language? How do you share? I heard someone talking about this. How do you show love? How do you share love? Your love language, pray in love. I'm not praying that God will get revenge on you. I'm praying that God will heal your heart, that God will fix the situation. Are we praying in hate? Are we praying in revenge? Or are we praying in love? Realizing realizing that people are hurting, and hurt people hurt others. Hurt people hurt others. People are hurting. They reach out to hurt other people because they're hurting. How should we live? How should we live? How should we pray? We should pray in love. Praying that God will change the hearts of people. Praying that God will break the yoke that people are going through, the pain, and heal the pain and the, what people are experiencing in their hearts. Praying in love. Love is an action word. Love is action. So praying in love. And it says right here, guys, there is in verse 18 in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Right. L-O-V-E, love over vengeance every time and every day. Well, I love, let me tell you, my cousin, she comes up with some great acronyms. Go ahead, cousin. L-O-V-E, love over vengeance every time and every day. Whoo, I love it. I love that, cousin. I love that. Love over vengeance every time and every day. So that means, guess what? When those people mistreat you, and they don't treat you correctly, they don't treat you the way you feel like you should be treated, pray for them in love. Pray for them in love. Pray for yourself in love. You know, don't beat yourself and say, I should have done this. No, pray in love. And this whole thing about praying, because sometimes, guys, we end up praying and hoping, Lord, I want this person, I want revenge. I want you to do this to that person. I hope they understand how much they hurt me. I want you to do this. No, how about praying in love? Praying in love. And not allowing what we go through, what we experience, to change our hearts and to taint what God is trying to do in our lives. Because it's kind of hard to move forward and be free when you begin to hate. It's like when you begin to hate someone and say, I want revenge, and it's like you allow these chains to be put on yourself. Or you put these chains on, and it's kind of hard to move when you have 100-pound weights holding you back. It's kind of hard to move forward when you have all these different things reminding you, and this person did this, and this person did that, and I want to get revenge, and I'm hurt. Listen to this, guys, listen to this. Praying in love. Live in love. Praying in love. I'm praying, Lord, that you will heal my heart. I pray, Father God, you will bind up these things that are trying to keep me from moving forward. Help me to release and let go, because there's so much more that God, that you have for me, Lord. Help me to let go. And I had an aha moment talking with my big brother tonight. You know, praying in love, what is important? Wonderful. Listen, wonderful. Yes, wonderful translation. Yes, Mom. Yes. She said, wonderful translation, Tony. And this whole thing of like, what is really important? What is really, really important? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Stay focused on what God has been speaking to your life, what God is trying to do in your life. God can't do these things and have this victory in our lives if we don't do things in love. And if we allow hate and bitterness to take root, it's like the enemy wins because we're not focused on God. So when people do those things, guys, pray for them in love. If they did it to Jesus, guess what they're going to do? It's going to happen to you. If God listens, guys, sometimes people are just so into what they're going through, they don't even realize how it might affect you. But it's so important that we pray in love. Our Father, please help them. Help us to see you in our lives. Help us to see you in everything. And help us when we're dealing with things that are uncomfortable. And not pray vengeance, but pray in love. Wanting the best for the other person. Wanting the best for us. Wanting the best for us. So tonight, remembering it is about love. Living love. Praying in love. Listen to this verse. Let me go back to verse 18. There's no fear in love. See, there's no fear in love. There's no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. guys, there may be some things that you're afraid of. But listen, it says perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Perfect love drives out fear. So if you're dealing with fear, if you're, whatever it is, if you're afraid of something, listen, perfect love drives out fear. Listen, guys. Listen, so much hate is going on. And listen, everyone is not for you. And guess what? It is okay. Everyone might not want the best for you. And guess what? It is okay. If God be for us, who can be against us? And it's so important that we understand the season that we are in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Remembering it is about love. Remembering it is about love. You know, I'm so grateful for this. For this time, this season that God has me. And listen to this, guys. Remembering it is about love. That's what we're talking about tonight. Remembering it is about love. Living in love. Praying in love. Navigating in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Listen, we love because he first loved us. How much love has God shown us that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us? He sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for you and for me. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. Let me tell you this, guys, navigating in love. Navigating in love, that's my third point. Because remember, it's all about love. That's what we're talking about tonight. It's all about love. Navigating in love. How many of us, when we're dealt with situations and circumstances that are unpleasant, we tend to think, let me do what I'm going to do to make sure that this person knows I'm hurt. Let me say something so this person can understand that I'm unhappy with their behavior. How many of us do that? You know, this whole thing about remembering is about love, navigating in love. It's like culmination. It's like living in love, praying in love, and then navigating through that. Be willing to hear what God is saying to us. Be willing to say, you know, hear God say, you know, sometimes, guys, it might be us. Sometimes we might be the ones who are at fault. Sometimes it's about being willing to say, let me hear what you have to say, Lord. Let me be willing to listen. Being willing to listen. Navigate in love. We got to be willing to listen. I'm listening to you, Lord. I'm listening to your Holy Spirit. Have your way in my life. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Lead and guide me and give me the strength to move forward and do what you've called me to do. Navigate in love. You know, sometimes, guys, we've got to be willing to say, Lord, okay, how would you have me to act? I'm talking about living in love. I'm talking about praying in love. Now, let's put this action thing to it, navigating in love. And then be willing to say, what if God tells you to bless the person? You want me to bless the person who just hurt me? You want me to bless the person? You want me to forgive the person who just hurt me? Well, how can people know? How can they know that we are like Christ or that we are Christians? They know we are Christians by our love, navigating in love. And this kind of goes back to what someone had said, I think, like last week or a week before last, when someone had presented a question concerning, like, do you allow people to walk all over you just because you're navigating in love? It was something like that. But that wasn't the question, but You just because you're a Christian, do you allow people to walk all over you? No, that's not what navigating in love is about. It's about navigating in the truth, in God's truth, in God's word, navigating in love. Navigating in love. You know, and you know, one thing about it is that people feel the way they feel, right? We feel the way we feel. And one of the things I try to help people, encourage people with, is understanding how do you feel? Because you, guess what? Your feelings do count. I can tell you that's not the way it is. But guess what? Everyone has their perception of whatever situation they're going through, they're dealing with. Guess what? You can look at a situation from your angle. Someone else can look at their situation from another angle. But you got to be willing to say, you know what? Let me hear what the Lord is saying. And sometimes God will speak through people, and sometimes it might be things we don't want to hear, but we have to be willing to navigate in love. Whether we're being self-corrected and God's correcting us, or whether God has given us a word to help someone else and speak the truth to someone else, but it's about navigating in love. What is the reason? What is the purpose of you saying what you're saying or doing what you're doing or however it is that you're going about your life? What is the purpose? Is it about you, or is it about, you know, let me be an instrument that God can use? Is it about spreading love, or is it selfish? We're talking about navigating in love, because sometimes people are navigating in their flesh. Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and blase, blase. Then once you sit back and look at it, sometimes, guys, it's like, I'm putting all this energy toward this. How about instead of me focusing on negative, let me focus on the positive. Let me pray for them, and let me go ahead and do what God's called me to do. Listen, navigating in love doesn't mean that you have to take the person's mess and that what they present to you, you accept it. But you say, you know, I understand that that person is where they are right now. Lord, I pray for them, and I pray for you that you help me to guard my heart. Listen, guys, we have to guard our hearts. This whole thing in navigating in love, we've got to guard our hearts. We have to make sure that we're, like it says in Psalm 1, that we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. You know, we have to be like Psalm 1. You know, we have to be like Psalm 1. You know, guys, listen to this. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners. Okay, Lord. Or sit in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Navigating in love, being like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers. Listen, guys, navigating in love, being like that tree. I'm not going to be moved by what's happening around me. I'm going to be moved by what God is saying to me. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I'm going to be moved by what God is showing me in my heart and what God is speaking to me, and as God is leading me, navigating in love. And listen to this, guys. I'm going back to 1 John 4, verse 19. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. How many of you guys know people who say, I love God? Or maybe you've said you love God, but you hate your brother. You hate this person. If you're saying you love God, but you hate someone, guess what? You are a liar. Now, listen to this, guys. Sometimes life happens and people do some crazy things. So I want you to mistake what I'm saying and take it out of context. You know, sometimes someone has done something very, very terrible to someone that you love or to yourself. Guess what? It is a process. It's a process. Forgiveness might be a process. But I'm encouraging you tonight to navigate in love. He says, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. So you can't say that you love God, but you hate your brother. He didn't say you have to like what your brother does, but it says If you say, I love God, yet hate your brother, you can dislike what someone does. But it says, I love God, yet hates his brother. He is a liar. One thing my mom has always taught me, and this part is that it's different to say I love versus hate. You say you dislike, but hate is such a powerful word. And that's, listen, it says this. I love God. If anyone says I love God yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. How can you love God and you haven't seen him, but you hate your brother that you do see? Does that make sense? Yeah. Auntie Sue says, my brother is a child of God, so what am I really saying? Yeah. And sometimes, guys, people can talk to you. They can hurt you. They can hurt your feelings. They can do all these different things. When you say, I hate that person, listen, guys, it's giving the enemy room to work in your life. Then you're wondering, how come you can't move forward? You're wondering, how come you cannot have success? You've got to be willing to say, no, you have no place here. Satan, you have no place here in my life. Because I'm going to navigate in love, navigating in love, navigating through the hurt, navigating through the pain, navigating through misunderstanding. I'm going to navigate in love. I love what you said right there, Aunt Sheila. My brother is a child of God, so what am I saying? Yeah. And the thing about it is this, guys, I've met some pretty decent people of different ethnicities, right? Everyone's not prejudiced. But guess what? There are some people who are prejudiced. And guess what? That's on them. That's on them. For myself, I'm going to navigate in love. And it might not be easy. It might not be easy. But we have to remember it's about love. It is about love. I remember when I was in college and I moved to dorms, and I can tell you this, at that time there weren't a lot of black students at the college, but nevertheless living in the dorms in the early 1990s. And I remember there were some that I would speak to, and some people just look at me and keep walking. But I said, you know what? I'm going to spread that love. I'm going to speak each time I see them. It might have taken some time before they started, but then they started speaking back. Guys, listen to this. Racism is real. But guess what? They have to, those people have to stand before God. And if you're saying you love God, but you hate your brother, guess what? You're a liar. You're a liar. Thank you. I love this. I love this, Honey Sheila. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Yes. Thank you for sharing that, Aunt Cecilia. Thank you. Remember, it's about love. And if you need to know, go to 1 Corinthians 13. You can read that, what Aunt Cecilia just wrote, that's right here. Navigating in love. Navigating in love. And I'm glad you shared that, because sometimes people need to understand, what does love look like? So if it's all about, remembering it is all about love, it's very important that we understand what love looks like. How does love feel? How does it feel? Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. Yes, I have to reread this again. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And I'm talking about tonight, remembering it's about love. First point, living in love. Second point, praying in love. Third point, navigating in love. Four points tonight, moving forward in love. Moving forward in love. In First John chapter 4, verse 21, it reads, and he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. So moving forward in love, understand the command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. So if you say you love God, guess what? You got to love your brother. You have to love your brown brother, your red brother and sister. Yes, you have to love your brown brother and sister, your red brother and sister. You have to love your brother and sister. We have to love each other. Because if you say you love God, you must also love your brother. Now, what does that love entail? You can go back to what Auntie Shirley wrote earlier. Love is patient and kind. You know, whoever God loves God must also love his brother. Listen, you might not like what your brother is doing, but guess what? You can say, I love you because you are a human being. I love you because God created you. I love you. It does not mean that I have to or you have to agree with everything that your brother and sister does. But it means that I'm going to love and respect your opinion. And likewise, I would hope that you would love and respect my opinion as well. Navigating in love, moving forward in love. So moving forward today, we have to remember, if I say I love God, then I have to love my brother and my sister. They might practice something different. They might not. You just got to respect that person, love that person, because God has created that person. It doesn't mean you have to agree with everything. But I want to tell you guys, it's about love. If we've forgotten that, if we've lost that, then what are we doing? If we've forgotten that it's about love, guys, we are in a dangerous spot. Because we want God's grace and mercy, but we don't want to extend that to other people. We can't pick and choose, oh, I'm going to love you today. I'm not going to love you tomorrow. I'm going to love you because God has saved you. I'm going to love you because he loves me. I'm going to love you because he loves me. I'm going to love you because we're commanded to love each other. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. So remembering it's about love. Love your brother and your sister. Whether they're in a good place, whether they're in a bad place, whether they're in an ugly and funky place, guess what? I'm going to still love you. I'm going to still love you. I'm going to still pray for you. I'm going to still bless you. I'm going to still honor you with the words that come out of my mouth. You know, God, it's so easy for us to curse people out in there and to say what we're going to do and what we hope. But listen, that moves us from a place of being blessed by God. That moves us to a different place, and it gives the enemy such a space in our hearts, in our mind, in our time. And we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste, guys. People hold on to things that people have done, and I just say, Lord, help me to forgive. I prayed this prayer some weeks ago, guys, and honestly, as I prayed, Lord, please, I forgive that person. That person hurt me. Please forgive me for holding on to unforgiveness, and please help me to forgive them. Help me to walk in love. And I pray, God, you help heal my heart in this situation. I want to move forward in love. And sometimes, guys, it's not about just doing it a one-time thing. Because guess what? Sometimes we're going to be hurt on a daily basis. We have to be willing to say, Lord, please heal my heart. Heal my heart. Help me to guard my heart. Because out of it, out of my heart, are the issues of life. Everything is connected to the heart. What is in your central nervous system? What's in your heart? Moving forward in love. Moving forward in love. It's amazing how we want to be forgiven, but we don't want to forgive. If you say you love God, you hate your brother, you hate your brother's life, your life. Tonight's message is entitled Remembering It Is About Love. Because, guys, sometimes we forget that's about love. Sometimes we forget about what God has done in our lives. Sometimes we forget that God loved us even while we were yet sinners. You know, because Christ died for us even while we were yet sinners. Even when we weren't thinking about, even when we were not thinking about him, he died for us. He gave his life for us. We should extend that same grace to each other. Remembering it is about love. Living in love, praying in love, navigating love, moving forward in love. And how can you move forward in love if you're always focusing on the negative things that people have done towards you? How can you move forward in love? Now, God, I have to say this. History happens. History, his story, her story. History happens. Life happens. It does not mean we forget what we've learned, the lesson we've learned. When we move forward in love, we decide, you know what, I'm not going to allow that situation to dictate where God wants to take me, where I want to go in my life. I'm not going to allow myself to be defined by someone else's hate. Move forward in love. I'm going to love you. Because guess what? Sometimes you're going to say some things out of your mouth that aren't right. And guess what? Sometimes I might say some things out of my mouth that isn't right. But moving forward in love, we can get to a point saying, you know what? Listen, I ask forgiveness if I offended you. I ask forgiveness if I've hurt your feelings. I ask forgiveness, moving forward in love. Too much energy about hate. Too much energy goes into hatred and what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and what you're going to do next. And you spend so much, sometimes we spend so much energy in, on that, doing those things that we forget what God is trying to do in our lives. Moving forward in love. You know, and guys, as I say, guys, these messages are for me first. Because that's why I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to hear him say, you know what, you've learned and you're learning. Moving forward in love. Because listen, guys, people are going to do some crazy stuff. But we cannot allow ourselves to be defined by the craziness. We can't allow ourselves to our flesh to take over if we miss what God is trying to do in our lives today. Ronnie Schiller says, especially when we say, our Father who art in heaven, forgive me as I forgive others. I can't afford to hold on to hurt, hate, etc. Forgive and move on. Yes. Forgive and move on. But that person hurt me. Forgive and move on. But that person took something from me. Forgive and move forward. In love, not in hate, not in revenge. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. That means, guys, treat people the way you want to be treated. It means speaking in love. You know, tonight we're talking about it's all about love. Remembering it's all about love. First point, living in love. Second point tonight, praying in love. Third point, navigating in love. This fourth point, moving forward in love, because we've got to move forward in love, because it's all about love. Because if I, again, this goes into to 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 to 21, and to start out again, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. You know, guys, it's very, very important, moving forward in love, that we forgive and we learn to forgive others and we learn to forgive ourselves. And sometimes, guys, we have to even say, Lord, please forgive me for being angry with you. Sometimes, guys, we're upset with God because some of the things that have happened. But listen, life is going to happen, but it's about how we respond to life when it happens. Don't blame God. Moving forward in love. Now, that's a decision. That's a decision to decide that you're going to move forward in love. That is a decision. That is a decision. Moving forward in love. That's a decision. And you've got to get to a point where you say, you know what? I can. And listen, guys, the things that happened 18, 19 years ago, let those things go. And one thing I've learned is this. This whole thing about remembering, it's about love. Everything changes. There's a season for everything. So sometimes, guys, you cannot hold people to things that they've done 8, 10 years ago. You got to forgive people and move forward in love. Remembering, it's about love. You know, we don't want God to keep a record of wrong with ourselves. So how can we hold people to the things that they have done? Allow people to grow. Allow each other to grow and move on. Remembering, it's about love. It's about love. It's about love. You know, what's up, Brian? Brian sharing Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Thank you. That's a good one. That's a good one, Brian. Matthew chapter 6. Chapter 6, verses 14 through 15. Thank you, Brian. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Listen, it's about love. It's about love. If you want God to be merciful for you, to you, be merciful and extend that mercy to someone else. Tonight we're talking about it's about remembering it's about love. First point, living in love. Second point, praying in love. Third point, navigating in love. Fourth point, moving forward in love. Make a decision today to move forward. Make a decision today, you know, Lord God, I'm going to move forward in love. Speak it. I'm going to move forward today in love. Make it personal. I, Gregory Wright, I, Reverend Dr. Gregory Wright, I, G. Wright, and moving forward today in love. Wherever you are, say that today. Say that today. Make that your profession, make that your confession tonight. Your profession tonight. I am moving forward in love. Gregory Brown, Mr. G. What's up, Mr. Brown, Mr. G? And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. God gives us grace and mercy. So guess what? We ought to give people, we ought to extend to people that grace and mercy. Sometimes, guys, people are going to make mistakes. Sometimes we are going to make mistakes. But listen, guys, let's remember it's about love. It's not about getting back. It's not about I'm going to sell a score. No, it's about love. It's about love. It is about love. Mark 11:25. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. G. He was saying that's Mark chapter 11, verse 25. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. G. Last point, guys. Growing in love. Let us grow in love. Let's not just live in love. Let's not just pray in love. Let us not just navigate in love. Let us not just move forward in love, but also let us grow in love. Let us grow in Christ. Let's become more Christ-like. And again, guys, it's not about you. You got to think that other people are going through things that they're going through as well. And sometimes you have to say, Lord, help me to move forward in love. Lord, help me to grow in love because I want to grow. I want to become more like Christ. I want to become more like Christ. I want to be used by Christ. I want to become like Christ. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he's given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Moving forward in love, growing in love. Are you committed to growing in love tonight? Are you willing to say, Lord, I want to grow in love? And sometimes God's love, you know, it goes back to what Auntie Sheila shared before, 1 Corinthians 13. Because sometimes, guys, we're keeping record of wrongs of people. No, it's time to stop doing that. Growing in love. You know, being willing to forgive. And as I said earlier before, sometimes you can love that person from a distance. You can love that person from a distance. But are you willing to grow in love? And guys, if you say you love God but you hate your brother, it says you're a liar. Listen, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. My prayer tonight is that each one of us will get to that point where we say, you know what? It's not about being right. But it's about loving. I'm going to love you regardless. Listen, guys, it's only because of God's grace that we are here today. You know, Auntie Sheila says this, his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways not our ways. So if we hold on to people's wrongs and God's forgiven them and they are living in their new ways, we stuck in what they did, we couldn't even receive the love they now possess. Whew, that's a good one right there, Auntie. Are you guys willing to love today? Please remember it's about love. And guard your heart. Because the enemy will bring in bitterness and he'll be crafty. There could be a smaller doorway. That smaller doorway could prolong what God is trying to do in your life in the season that you are in. We're all in a season. As God's preparing us, as he's preparing you, as he's preparing me for what he's called us to do, and as he's bringing us to the promised land, what are we allowing to happen in our lives? I'm talking about your promised land. What has God created you to do? What's God called you to do? Go ahead and do that thing in the season. But just make sure you guard your heart. Because bitterness, anger, resentment, unforgiveness will keep you from doing what God has called you to do. Remember, it's about love. Do whatever it is that you do out of love. I pray that God will bless you guys. I pray that God will keep you. I pray that we will walk in that love. And again, it doesn't mean being an open doormat. You know, but what it means that I'm going to love you wherever you are. And then in this whole thing, in the scheme of things, you're also protecting your heart. You're also guarding your heart. Because out of it are the issues of life. Praise God. Thank you so much, Cousin. Now, I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I pray that you'll be encouraged tonight. I pray that you'll be blessed tonight. I pray that you remember it's about love. Love people where they are. Love them today. Love yourself. Guard your heart. Live in love. Pray in love. Navigate in love. Move forward in love. Grow in love. This is your opportunity. If you say, Lord, I don't know how, ask the Lord to show you. Then I'm going to encourage you to go to 1 Corinthians 13. And read that chapter. Then I'm going to encourage you to read 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. Then I'm going to encourage you to think about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son, verse 17, into the world to condemn the world, that the world might be saved through him. How will people be changed? Through your love. They can act a fool. But guess what? You're going to remember and remember. You are going to remember. We are going to remember. It's about love. So I'm going to love that person even in their state. But how do I respond to it? Out of hate, anger, hurt, And I'm going to respond out of love. Guard your heart in this season. Guard your heart in this season. Because God is breaking away things. But the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't be led astray by small things. Stay focused on the main thing. Stay focused on God. Stay focused and look at the big picture. I want to say God bless you. I want to say God bless you and encourage you. Someone out there, you know, you might have been praying, Lord, for direction. And you've been feeling like, I don't have any direction and I can't hear you. But I'm going to encourage you to forgive some people. I'm going to encourage you tonight to forgive some people. Forgive some situations. And allow the Lord to break the chains of hurt, anger, and vengeance. Allow him to break those chains so you can hear him. And you can experience what he wants to do in your life. Stay focused. And for you out there, if you've been praying, you've been crying, Lord, I need direction, God's going to give you that direction. I'm going to encourage you to do everything you do out of love. Do it out of love. Serve him out of love. And trust in him. And keep your faith in him. I'm going to say, God bless you. God is opening up doors for you. Just trust God. Just trust him and believe him. And be willing to do something different. You've been praying for God to do something different. And God wants to do something different. Because the way you've been doing it has not been working. But listen, it's God saying, I'm with you. I'm with you today. Remember, it's about love. It's not about your will. It's about God's will be done. It's about love. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday night from 9 to 10. And again, guys, thank you for continuing to pray for me, pray for Mother, pray for my ministry. And I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying for you guys. I've seen God move in your lives. And I'm seeing God move in your lives right now. And I'm praying that you continue to stay strong in the midst of what you're going through. Because listen, God is not through with you yet. And don't let go of love, because love has not let go of you. God has you. God has you. God bless you. Be encouraged. Thank you for your prayers. I'm praying for you. And it's good to see you guys here. And some of you guys, you've gone through a lot this season. And just remember, it's about love. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled today because of what things you're experiencing. But continue to believe in God. Continue to keep your faith in God. God has brought you this far, and God will not leave you right where you've been, where you think you are. God has you. He won't leave you. He won't leave you. Remember, it's about love. Be encouraged. Keep God first. Guard your heart. And live in love. Pray in love. Navigate in love. Move in love. Grow in love. God bless you.